You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is a Monday. Welcome to it all day long. And welcome back to Boomer, who is on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm here.
You are indeed.
I'm here pushing the buttons today.
Rested, refreshed.
Not really tanned, just enjoy the time.
That's what sunblock is for.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, well, glad you get some time off and glad you're back. Butters did a good job pushing all the buttons. You were also missed at the same time.
You know what? Thank you, Butters, for filling in. Yeah. The time is very greatly appreciated.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Butters has other jobs. And so, yes, he was actually sitting in and making time with us, and we appreciate it. But we're also glad you're back, buddy. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Man, we got a show late on for you. So, hey, listen to this. At 3:30 today, you're going to want to stay close to the radio. At 3:30, retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. You've heard him before on the show. If you don't know his bio, he's one of the founding members of Delta Force. Participated in almost every major operation you can imagine, some that have had movies made about them. We're talking about everything from the invasion of Grenada, the hunt for Pablo Escobar, the attempt to rescue the Iranian hostages at Desert One, the invasion of Panama, the Battle of Mogadishu, Black Hawk Down. Anyway, retired as a three-star, former Special Operations Commander. We're going to get his thoughts on what's happening in the Middle East. In fact, we had to reschedule slightly. He's also got a Fox News interview he's doing right before ours. So, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin at 3:30, you're going to want to hear what he has to say. And then at 4 o'clock, also a friend of the show, Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL and candidate for sheriff of Jefferson County, is going to be on the air with us, and we're going to talk through several things with him. But yeah, we got two great interviews lined up for you today. You're going to want to hear them. They should be just good and you know, put hair on your chest. All that plus a triple dipper, so hit it, man.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So there's a theme today. If you watch the world is disrupted right now. There's a lot of news happening and a lot of things that need to be addressed. And I don't know how else to address it except to say, first of all, peace comes through strength. Peace does not just come to you because of your weakness, and I don't say that in the spiritual sense. I'm talking about on the world stage and in our own communities. Peace through strength. So number one of the Triple Dipper is peace through strength, military. And then number two on the Triple Dipper is peace through strength, dealing with crime. And then number three on the Triple Dipper is peace through strength at our southern border. It is possible to say you can be strong on the policies and the actions that it takes to do all three, and you can make things happen. But right now, what we're seeing is feckless leadership, poor policies, and a underfunding and an inadequate matter of provisions and logistics to the people who go to the hard places and do the hard things to fight crime, to fight in our military, to secure our border. Well, right now, what it's doing is it's creating a level of unrest like we've never seen before. So peace through strength, military, peace through strength, crime, peace through strength, border. We'll try to get through all of it on today's show, along with those discussions with General Jerry Boykin and former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson. That's a great show. I mean, that's a lot of stuff right there. I don't know how we're going to cram all that in, but we're going to do it. We're going to put 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound bag, boom. That's what I'm saying. There it is.
I like it.
There it is. Bring it. All right. That being said, my monologue is going to flow along the same lines. So let me just go ahead and turn to that and remind you guys, first of all, that Southern Immediate Care is a sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue, and we appreciate it more than you could possibly know. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all across North Alabama in places like Gadsden and Anniston and all like five locations around the Jefferson County area, they've got the ability to see you 7 days a week, and they are so professional, and they are the sponsors at Southern Immediate Care of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, so here we go. If you're watching the news, you saw it, man. This weekend, the world changed a bit. This past weekend marked an incredible series of events in Israel. For years, the nation of Israel has lived under daily threat of attack. And I don't mean that lightly. Daily threat of attack from neighboring states and regional bad actors. For no other reason except that they just dare to exist. In what Israel's ambassador to the UN has called Israel's 9/11, over 900 people have now been slaughtered and scores have been taken hostage. The Israeli Knesset convened this past weekend an emergency session. And for the first time since 1973, they proclaimed a full state of war, this time on the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Dozens of Americans were among the dead and the hostages. Y'all, 260 people at one musical festival were slaughtered. More Jews were killed in one day this past weekend. Think about this. More Jews were killed in one day this past weekend than in any one day since the Holocaust. Hamas has been funded and trained and supplied by Iran for years, the same Iran that the Biden administration just gave billions of dollars to. And to add to the pain and the ignominy, the Taliban, has formally asked for permission from the Iranian government this weekend for safe passage through Iran to go help Hamas fight Israel. Let that sink in, that the world's leading sponsor of terror, Iran, was given billions by the Biden administration, which empowered and helped fund a bloodthirsty Hamas, and now the Taliban, fresh off of also being appeased by Biden, is asking for help from Iran to go join the fight against our greatest ally in the Middle East. I'm reminded that we've been dealing with the Palestinian terrorism issues for decades. I say we because I'm including the U.S. In fact, this past weekend marked another world event involving Palestinian terrorists that many people have forgotten. Let me remind you. 38 years ago this past weekend, on October 7th of 1985, the Italian cruise ship Achille Lauro was hijacked by four members of the Palestine Liberation Front off the coast of Egypt. They demanded the release of 50 Palestinians that were imprisoned in Israel and specifically threatened to kill the U.S. and British passengers if their demands were not met. When the terrorists did not get what they wanted, they executed an elderly wheelchair-bound man. Can you imagine? 69-year-old Leon Klinghoffer, a Jewish American. They executed him while he sat in his wheelchair and then they threw his body overboard. They tried docking the ship in Syria, but they couldn't. They tried again in Cyprus, but they were turned away. They eventually got assurances of safe passage from the Egyptian government with their leader, a guy named Abu Abbas, and they docked in Port Said, Egypt. The terrorists thought they were home free, but they did not count on President Ronald Reagan, who believed in peace through strength. And the following day, as part of the negotiated settlement between Egypt and the PLO representative Abu Abbas, the hijackers boarded an Egypt Air flight to Tunisia. And that same day, President Reagan ordered F-14s from the USS Saratoga to force that Egypt Air flight down at the NATO airbase in Sigonella, Sicily, where the terrorists were eventually arrested by the Italians. An Italian court sentenced the hijackers to prison, but somehow, Abu Abbas, widely believed to have been the planner of the hijacking, was quietly allowed to leave the country to Yemen and ultimately to Baghdad, where none other than Saddam Hussein provided him sanctuary. So Abu Abbas remained wanted by the U.S. for terrorism, piracy, and murder for the next 18 years. But in March 2003, when the U.S. invaded Iraq, 1 month after that invasion, Abu Abbas was captured by U.S. Special Operations Forces in Baghdad. Yeah, well, he died a month later of natural causes. The U.S. had finally gotten their man. But it should not have taken that long. It was the fecklessness of world leaders that allowed Abu Abbas to roam free and to continue to coordinate and communicate his hatred of Israel and America. Let's be clear about something. Appeasement of bad men does not make them good. Appeasement of evil does not make it less evil. If someone is determined to commit atrocities, then they should not be given leave to do so. And honestly, appeasement, it only works if you're the strongest one in the discussion. You see, no one feels the need to appease the weak. That's why we must return to the place as a country where we press for peace through strength. So last week also marked another historic milestone, by the way. Just last week, September 30th, 1938, exactly 85 years ago last week, the Munich Agreement was signed. For those who know your history, you know that that's the agreement signed by Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini along with the President of France and the Prime Minister of England. Britain's Prime Minister at the time was Neville Chamberlain, who returned to Great Britain and announced that he had helped to achieve peace in our time. Well, the agreement was that France and Great Britain would basically stand by and say nothing and allowed big bad Germany to annex a large swath of Czechoslovakia. In other words, they gave Hitler what he wanted. They appeased his thirst for power and territory, and they did it for the promise of peace. Exactly 1 year later, Nazi Germany invaded Poland and catapulted the world into the most costly and devastating war in human history. So how did that appeasement work out? Not so well. You see, peace is certainly possible. Peace should always be the desired goal. But the means to reach that goal will never be found in weakness. The goal is peace, but the means is by strength. Come to the table and discuss peace, but you have to hold the biggest stick at the table or you'll get more done. Speaking at the Republican National Convention in 1980, Ronald Reagan said, quote, "We know only too well that war comes not when the forces of freedom are strong, but when they are weak. It's then that tyrants are tempted." Reagan's foreign policy, known as the Reagan Doctrine, was a support of freedom for all people around the world. His commitment to the idea of peace through strength led to the modernization of our military forces. During Reagan's administration, the size of the U.S. Army grew by 2 active divisions, and we saw the development of new weapon systems. Reagan's belief was that the policy of strengthening the U.S. military would not only contain communism, but defeat it. And within a few short years, the Soviet Union fell. The 80s became a resurgent era for the U.S. economy, for U.S. foreign policy, and for our standing on the world stage. The world recognized then the United States was not in the business of appeasement. But I don't believe the same could be said for the U.S. position in the world today. At every turn, the Biden administration has worked to weaken our position on national security, foreign policy, military capability, border security, economic well-being. I mean, things are happening to us and around us that would never have been allowed to happen under previous administrations. It is because we do not operate from a position of strength. We operate, once again, under the fallible cloak of appeasement. The concept of peace through strength, it's the surest and most effective way to promote safety and security here at home. You see, our enemies are growing stronger and bolder every day in the face of feckless and reckless appeasement. We must be willing to lead, guide, and direct from a position of strength if we're to remain a beacon for the world. Bottom line, peace through strength. Carry the biggest stick. Otherwise, you invite trouble. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yeah, I'm watching what's happening right now. You know, on the one hand, I'm just like slack jaw amazed. And on the other, I'm not. I mean, we just gave $6 billion to Iran. Oh, by the way, we just released $10 billion for them earlier this year. People didn't know that. $16 billion to the organization that funds Hamas, which is now launching thousands of missile strikes, taking hostages, and raping and pillaging within Israel's sovereign borders. I'm telling you, folks, appeasement never works. It just invites aggression. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.